Nancy?
Yes, on the library lot, we have some costs. People didn't vote on whether they wanted to spend $50 million on an underground garage. And PAC has done a study and asked the people, and 70% of those that they asked wanted to park there. So I think, once again, we should ask the people. I'm only using part of it. So I think there's a room for a very nice compromise here. They have building on part of it and green space on the other part that people can enjoy and still get some money and taxes out of what is built on the other part.
Thank you, Nancy. Kurt?
Thank you. I think this is a great question. It didn't make major headlines when this vote took place to enlarge the plaza that was always designed to be there. But I unfortunately think it's one of these situations where the council, a majority of the council, directly contravened what the community had asked for in our downtown park system. The community has spoken loud and clear that we need to take care of the parks we have and that additional parks downtown is a lower priority. Liberty Plaza can use a lot of money and help. We have spaces that need maintenance in our neighborhoods, and this is it was an unfortunate decision. The council was well aware that by enlarging this park, the taxpayers would lose approximately $2 million off the sale of that land. Half of that probably would have gone in the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This is a decision I would like to see changed, and I hope the new council will do that.